You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Zelaya is back in Honduras 86 days after the coup. Mabel Máquez from La Villa Campesina, Honduras, describes the atmosphere in Honduras after the return of Manuel Zelaya to the country. The constitutional president of Honduras is back in Tegucigalpa since early Monday morning, 86 days after the coup. The atmosphere in the main streets of the Honduran capital is of mobilization, celebration, and alert. Zelaya met with leaders of the Front of Resistance against the coup in the Brazilian embassy, after which he headed towards the UN headquarters. From the balcony of the Brazilian embassy, he waved at the crowd of people gathered outside. It was a confirmation of the rumors that spread really fast, reaching alternative radio stations, which reported the news and urged the people to take to the streets. Real World Radio spoke with a member of La Villa Campesina, Honduras, Mabel Márquez. She was just returning from the mobilization outside the Brazilian embassy. The presence of the riot police was increasing at 1:30 p.m. local time, although there were no clashes between the police and the people, who welcomed our president almost 3 months after the coup forced him to the exile.
You're listening to Real World News.